Just want to continue with the thought of this morning, being Father's Day, some thoughts I'd like to share. If you would turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 20, chapter 20, and want to again just thank you for your prayers and for what God is doing and answering prayer in the service. I will say this too, I want to thank you fathers. Who is here tonight, whether you're a guest or a member or whatever, but your father and you have not gotten one of your lights. Anybody here? Okay, Brother David, let's get, Daniel, if you would, sir, just go back there and grab a couple of those lights and let's get them distributed where we can. Get this turned on here. All right, so we should have plenty back there. Yeah, raise your hand again if you didn't get a light. But okay, we got several here. No, Thomas, you're not a daddy yet, buddy, okay? He's like, I'm getting one for you, Dad. All right, there's Tim and Brother Raines and David McDuffie here. Anybody else did not get a light this morning? It's a magnetic light that you could stick on. And I told the fellows right here, since I'm going to make sure y'all paying attention to me, I'm going to preach with the strobe on my forehead tonight. So y'all make sure y'all paying attention. But anyway, thank you, man. I'd love to have gotten you a lot more there. But we did just want to, as a church, show you fathers that we do love you. We appreciate you. And it's just a small token of how much we truly appreciate the fathers of our church. And thank God for how God is using you and your families and leading them and encouraging them in their walk with Jesus Christ. I want you to know that. You're very important. And thank God for you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 20. Now, it's interesting that this is the numbers on it. It's nothing, of course, it wasn't significant then, but it does sound familiar to us today, the number 2020 with a perfect vision. And I would like to say this, especially to our young people, but to all of us, I believe if you will understand the importance of this verse and not be in the ones of the category of this verse, I'm telling you, you'll have some 2020 vision. You'll see a lot clearly, and I'll explain that here in just a moment. But let me just go ahead and read that. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20 says this: Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. I'm going to read that verse again. Proverbs 20, 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out and obscure darkness. Let's pray. Father, again, thank you for the beautiful summer day. Lord, I thank you for the great crowd we have this morning, the great spirit and the service. Thank you for decisions. Thank you. We just want to thank you for working in our hearts, Lord. Please, dear God, please. We want you to always bring strong conviction upon us, Lord. We don't want to be calloused. We want to be tender. We want to be ready and hungry and thirsty for the working of God upon our lives, Lord. Please, him that is thirsty, O God, you said you will pour water upon him. And Lord, I do pray that as we call out to you tonight, that you'd meet with us and that you'd work in the hearts of our young people here and our whole congregation the importance of honoring our fathers. O Lord, I do ask now that you would lead and bless. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I'm not sure if you have your bulletin with you, but I'm going to read a quote that was in there this morning under Happy Father's Day. A quote by Billy Graham that said this: A good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. I believe that, friend. I agree with that statement 100%. And I believe that we need to most definitely give honor where honor is due. And not to take away ever, as I preach on the Father, I want you mothers to understand that. It is not to take away one iota of your value. Because our value in the eyes of God is the same. We just have different responsibilities. And I want you to know that both are equally appreciated and equally valued and equally important. But I will say this, as the father, there is a great responsibility to lead. And society is wanting to take that away. Society is wanting to say, no, dad should not have leadership in the home. Dad should not be honored. Kids should be able to kind of do as they please. And if mama says it's fine, that, hey, let's just go with that. Who cares what dad says? I don't watch them now, but I used to. But sitcoms that I used to watch as a lost kid, little cartoons like The Simpsons, you know what that is? That is a mockery of a godly home. It truly is. It simply tries to portray the man as just a complete idiot and has no sense about himself. And that's what society wants to portray men and husbands and fathers to be. But I want to tell you, that's not what the Bible paints. That's not what the Bible describes as a home that's honoring to the Lord. And society does everything to take away that. But boy, I'm telling you what, by God's grace, as your pastor, I want to always make sure that I am encouraging our fathers to be the leaders they need to be. And that, with that, our church needs to encourage them. Their wives need to encourage them, and their children need to encourage them. And I want to talk about that a little bit more specifically tonight. Proverbs 20:20, we see here this short verse, but so powerful. Whoso curseth his father or his mother. Of course, the dear mother is included in this. But for today's sake, and because of our day of being Father's Day, I'm going to specifically talk about the father. But what does this word curse mean? What does it mean to curse? Is it just to use profanity? And no, that's not exactly all that it refers to. It can, of course it can. But what does this verse mean? What means to slight? That word curseth carries the idea to be swift and trifling, to be to give little account to, little significance. It simply, here's another one, is to be trifling, to be insignificant. Listen to this. To curse someone is to lightly esteem someone. The idea here that it's using in this context is, and curseth can be the idea of you lightly esteeming the position of your mother or your father. Basically, that's no significance to me. It can mean to make despicable, to make light, to lighten, to treat with contempt is another description of this verse. To resent the position of the mother and father. And I want to say this applies to all. Some of your parents here, and my dad, some of your parents are already passed, but some of them are still alive, and I'm speaking to young people here. Your parents, most of them are even here tonight. And I want you to take this message to heart. Those things should not be named upon a child of God. There should always be a desire to honor the father and the mother. Look here in your Bible. It says here, whoso curseth his father or his mother, what is the result? What is the consequence? What is the punishment? It says here in the Word of God, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Now, it's a metaphor in Scripture that you will see often that when that lamp or the light is in reference to life. It's in reference the life that you have on this earth and the effectiveness of it. And the influence of it and the power of it. The life that God has given us. And basically what it's saying here is this light would be put out if it's not truly the person, if they do not truly honor the father and the mother. Listen to these other scriptures. Proverbs 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. It will be put to an end. Proverbs 24:20. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. Get this. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Scripture is very clear, dear friend, that God will not put up one bit with
a child that will dishonor their mother and their father. No excuses. Now, I know some of you have been in some really tough situations. And I can agree, I've been in that too when I was younger. And there are situations where how do you honor a parent when if they do this or that or that? I'll discuss that here in just a minute. But for understanding, for simplicity's sake, we just need to understand that, listen, this is talking not only about a personal situation, but this is talking about the position that God has placed in the home for the mother and the father. It's not esteeming that position as something, oh, well, it's nothing. Nothing to me. And that's what God is talking about. That's cursing. And that's what the Lord says He will bring punishment upon. What does it mean here when it talks about putting out the light? He says here simply, very clearly, that the lamp shall be put out. How will God put out this lamp? Well, it carries the idea, if you will, as if a child of God, I say specifically, but I think it can mean lost people, that if an individual makes it their purpose in life to dishonor, to lowly esteem their mother or their father, to mock their authority, to mock their influence, to mock who they are and what they do and what they say, God will snuff out your light. He will bring you to a point where you will be in darkness. I wonder sometimes when I talk to people, they seem very confused. They seem bitter. They seem like they'd have no peace. And then I talk to them, and it's not long before I realize they hate their parents. They have contempt towards their parents, and I'm looking at a living consequence of someone that has dishonored and is dishonoring their parent. Oh God, help those that do not understand how important it is in the eyes of God to honor mom, to honor dad, and to love them and esteem their position that God has given them as high and honorable. And boy, God will bless that. In fact, the opposite will happen. I think with God snuffing out that light, closing in, I got a candle that I like using in my office. It's sort of like a jar candle. I don't even know what scent it is. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not bragging here, but I think I started a new trend in our office area of our church. I had my candle going. Next thing I know, Jessica's got her candle going. Maybe it's because mine stunk. I don't know. And she wanted a different scent. But then before you know it, folks, Brother Mike got a candle. He had him a candle in his room. And so I was thinking, well, man, that started something pretty neat here. We're just going to be smelling fresh over on the office side of the creek. But you know, in that little jar candle, what I would do is every night before leaving, and I did remember every time. I don't think I ever came back and it was still burning anyway. But I would, as it was burning, I would take the top of that jar, that Yankee candle, and I would put that top on. And most of the time I would just stay and watch it because I thought it was kind of cool looking. But boy, once I put that top on and sealed it with that light, it would stay strong, especially as the wax got low. It would stay strong for a few seconds. But then, boy, it would just start shrinking quickly, and then it was out. Folks, I believe that is a picture of this truth. I believe that when an individual dishonors mom and dad, gives no respect to them, I believe God will snuff out that light to where it has no effect. And I feel like it even goes deeper than that, because then it says obscure darkness. That's deep darkness. That's some serious darkness, my dear friend. And that is something that none of us want to be in. But that's exactly what it can cause. What is it a picture of? Well, I'll say this. No happiness, no peace, no comfort. No comfort in his own mind. A life cut short because they simply refused to honor. And get this, no preservation. You know, we'll talk about it here in a minute. There's a promise that we know in the Word of God that comes with honoring mom and dad. And God promises an extended life, a long life, with the fact that if we will simply honor father and mother, which the Word of God says, which is the first commandment with promise, we'll see what it says here. But this darkest place is where those that refuse. Listen, I'm not sure if I'm talking to someone here tonight, and perhaps you had a bad relationship or bad home situation. And let me qualify what I'm saying here. There are situations where a dad or a mom, they just either are abusive or they just made some mistakes and whatnot. Listen, can we still honor them? To answer that question, I would say yes. In this sense, their position as father. Their actions, no. We do not have to honor actions. Anything, and by the way, do we honor in the sense of obey someone that is causing us to go contrary to the Word of God? That is where I would say no. No one has the right, let me repeat, no one has the right to cause you to go contrary to the Word of God. I'm going to say that again. No one of authority has the God-given right to cause you to go contrary to the Word of God. That's Bible, folks. That's what the Bible teaches. And I am to honor that position and that person, as to respect. Perhaps I don't agree with it. And by the way, you know, there's a lot of situations where in my life, Dad, he wanted me to do stuff, or he did things that I didn't like and I didn't agree with, but it wasn't making me go contrary to the will of God or Word of God. And by the way, most of my time where my dad was disciplining me and correcting me is when I was lost. So I'm glad he did what he did. But the fact of the matter is, the position should be honored. And I hope you can find things to be thankful for and honor, because I believe that's where honoring will come into place. Let me read this. Ephesians chapter 6. In fact, just go over there and look with me. Go over to Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to close up here in just a minute. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Children, obey, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now there is a promise of a preserved life, those that make much of the position of a mother and father, their responsibility, and being thankful for that. Can I just say some things here to remind us of ways that we can honor our father and mother? Listen, we can honor and respect their opinions on things, though we may not agree with them. Their counsel. Their vision. Hey, I want to encourage you, young people, get behind your dad. Listen, we do fall. We do fail. And our spiritual leadership in our homes, it is a big responsibility. And how wonderful it is for young people to not necessarily resent the fact that dad does make some mistakes in his spiritual leadership. But why don't you get behind him and encourage him and say that verbally? Dad, I appreciate the fact that you are my dad. And I appreciate the fact that you do go to church. And I appreciate the fact that you do pray. And you may not be able to say those things, but find something you can praise them for. Surely you can praise them for something. Find something positive where you can honor them. You don't have to lie to them, but at least try to find something, a positive characteristic that you can. And if you can't, but still you can pray for them. And that'll get that in a minute. How else can you honor? You can honor their leadership. And my sisters in Christ, this is another thing that I would encourage you to encourage the children and yourself to always, even though he may not be, and I know there are times where I fail, where I'm thankful. I know Joanna, she very easily could hop right in there and pretty much, be honest with you, make me look stupid in front of the kids. Maybe look unspiritual. Perhaps I was forgetting something and continues to do something. She could just step in there and say, well, if you're not going to do it, I am. But I'm thankful that she doesn't have that spirit. She may in privacy say, honey, we're going to have devotions tonight or something to that degree. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for godly reminders and her humble spirit. But ladies, can I just encourage you, get behind your husbands. Your kids will see that. Your children will take notice of that, supporting their leadership. And that will help your parent, that will help your children honor their dad and their father and his leadership. Support. Now, children, please listen to this. I know this is a temptation. I already see it already in just little ones like Thomas Brent and Marianne's age. But boy, I'm telling you what, kids, be very careful on turning mom and dad against each other. Trying to pit them against each other. You know how it goes. You go to dad, dad, can I go to the mall? Well, I don't know. It's up to your mama, okay? Mama, can I go to the mall? Dad said it's okay with you. Now, that's not true, is it? Dad didn't say it was okay. Dad said, you check with your mom, and that's just a little slight way of different things where, well, Dad lets me do this, or Mom lets me do this, and you go back and forth pitting them against each other. I want to tell you, young people, be careful because that's dishonoring. It's gotten quiet in here, but young people, listen, that's true. You don't want to pit Mom and Dad against each other. That's dishonoring both of them, and it's dishonoring to Dad's leadership. Don't pin mom against dad or dad against mom. Encourage them to be in unity. And by the way, don't be afraid. I just experienced this myself. And I just like being transparent with you folks. I don't want to be one way at home and one way in church. I think we got too much of that. I think we need to be real. But one thing is this. I just recently had to, with Joanna there, and tell the kids, say, kids, Mom and Dad, we're going to do better about speaking more kindly to each other. We want to be sweeter to each other. And we don't ever want to get, even when there's stress, even when there's different things going on, kids, we truly want to do that. And we're sorry if you have heard Mom and Dad say anything unkind to each other or raise our voice or anything of that nature. And we just, the kids just kind of looked and agreed. And I was just waiting for Joanna. I'm waiting for Marianne to say, yeah, you better get right, Daddy. No, she didn't. But honestly, that's my point is, kids, encourage parents to remain in unity. It will show that you honor that position. You honor them. How else can you honor them? Thank them often. When's the last time you just thanked Mom for, Mom, Dad, thank you that all the clothes I got. I got so many clothes, Mom and Dad. You've provided those. Maybe some I bought, but thank you for the shoes you bought me. Lord, Mom, thank you for what's in the pantry, what's in the refrigerator. Thank you for paying the electric bill. You say, well, preacher, that's their responsibility. Well, if I had a child with that attitude, you know what? I would say this. I better hush or I'm going to get in trouble. If I had a child with that attitude, what I would do is I would just cut off the central heat and air and I would put a window unit in my room in the summertime. And they just say, y'all can turn on the fans and raise the windows. We'll teach you a little bit of gratitude here, okay? But the fact of the matter is, we young people, try to show that you're thankful. Some of you older folks here, when's the last time you called up Mom and Dad and just said, hey, there's some things I just hadn't thanked you for in a while, things you did for me when I was young. Boy, that's honoring, and that will encourage their hearts. And try to do that. Dad, I appreciate what you did for me. Things you said to me, I didn't like it at the time, but thank you. You know, you show them honor by forgiving. They make mistakes. I make mistakes. I'm so glad that you can be an example of humbling yourself when you offend your children. And you do. I do. Kids, be forgiving. And parents, forgive the kids. It goes back. It goes both ways, doesn't it? It's a reciprocal thing. We want to do that. But kids, if you want to honor your parents, forgive them for their shortcomings. Forgive them when they are hypocrites. Don't be bitter towards them. Pray for them. And that was my last point. I believe one of the best ways, young people, that you can honor, and all of us, that we can honor our parents that are still living, is to pray for them. Pray that God would encourage them. My mother, who's a widow, I pray, Lord, God's answering prayer too. Lord, help my mom to grow in Christ. Help my mom in her needs. And I try to pray for her. And that's a great way to honor them. You teenagers, pray for your parents and the struggles that they're going through. You see a weak spot? You see mom and dad are having conflict? Get a hold of God and say, Dear God, would you help mom and dad? Give them the wisdom they need. Help them in their weak points. I want to tell you, talk about the power of God on your life. God will do the opposite of a child of God that will honor their parents instead of quenching and snuffing out that flame. You talking about that flame just exploding with light? It's those that will honor their mom and dad. Oh, God, help us to understand the importance of honoring mom and dad. I believe we can honor them. We don't want God to put out our light. We want to be used of God. We want to be used of the Lord. And it will only happen by God's amazing grace. Amen. I'm just going to have a word of prayer here in just a minute. But my exhortation to you is when you leave here tonight, please, please do not leave this building without making a decision. If you hadn't already, making a decision that you will leave here honoring your mom and dad in that position. That God's light, your light, will not be extinguished by God's hand. It will not be put out. It will not be snuffed out. It actually will be increased with more glow. In my closing prayer, I'm going to pray that, but I'm also going to pray for these dear teenagers going to leaving that teen extreme at 5 a.m., Lord help them, here at the church. But I'm going to call out their names, and I want you to pray for them all throughout this coming week. And I want you to pray with them silently with me, even as we'll pray here in just a minute. J.J. Busey and Zeke Busey, Wyatt Bond, Cody Davis, Kendra Davis, Ethan Dyer, Megan Hayes, Jeremiah Patterson, Conrad Sick, and Ben Swafford. And of course, Mike and Noel Swafford, they will be the chaperones. They will be going along with them. And look, they're not going on a vacation. They're driving down there, and they will be staying in the dorms. Noel will be staying with the young ladies. Mike will be staying with the young men, encouraging them throughout the week, spending time with them, mentoring them. And it's going to be a blessed time for them. But pray for each of these. Pray and for the speaker, Kenny Baldwin. And so why don't we pray together now, and we'll ask the Lord's blessings upon this group and also upon the message tonight. Let's pray. Father, God, thank You for Your blessings. I do thank You for this Scripture and this truth. Lord, please, I beg You, help me, God, to honor my mom. And Lord, I know my dad's with You now, but even let me honor him as I speak of him and the influence he had on me. Oh God, I do pray for each person here that we would make just double sure that we are honoring mom and dad, even in the areas we do not agree, Lord, that we can show respect in the place that You've put them in our lives. Help us, oh God, in this great task, knowing that our light shall shine brighter than ever if we would simply do that. Almighty God, I do pray for these group of young people going to Teen Extreme in Pensacola. Lord, I pray for each of them. I pray for J.J., and Zeke, and Wyatt, and Cody, and Kendra. I pray for Ethan, and Megan, and Jeremiah, and Conrad, and Ben. I pray the power of God be upon each of them. I pray their hearts would be tender and receptive. I pray this time would be a renewing time spiritually. I pray it'd be a renewing time physically as they get involved with the activities and meeting new friends. And Lord, just having a great time, Lord, I just do pray You'd protect them from harm's way, from injury. Lord God, please do a miracle work that only You can do. Set a hedge around them on the trip, Lord. Give them safety on the way. We know safety is of the Lord. Please be with Mike and Noel. Give them wisdom throughout the week. Give them a refreshing time, Lord.
renew their hearts as well. And bless the preacher, Brother Kenny. Oh God, I do pray for His power and His anointing. I pray, Lord, He'd be yielded to You and He'll preach the message as You lay on His heart. God, help him to be ready and help the young people to be ready. God, we love You because You first loved us. We praise Your holy and precious name. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.